America Weekend.
Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms. Don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for another edition of Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walsky.
The just-completed NCAA tournament has left me wondering what has happened to college basketball. The tournament in March Madness, still one of the best sporting events of the year, no question. But what about the actual season, the games between November and the beginning of March? They've been swallowed up by the tournament, and unless a team comes out of nowhere to earn an automatic bid by winning its conference tournament, those have become a snooze fest as well. Unfortunately, it's time to call college basketball what it truly is: minor league basketball. The top players are playing a year of college ball and then hightailing it to the riches of the NBA or even Europe. So lots of college teams are seeing rapid turnover in their players, not giving fans the opportunity to develop an attachment. At least in the old days, you could watch a kid develop over his 4 years of college before he turned pro. I say, make these kids play a minimum of 3 years of college basketball before they can turn pro. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. All right, time to throw some money around. You feel like spending some money and you're thinking, no. I'm the type of person you have to pry my last nickel from my clenched hand. Well, there are certain things you should throw some money around with. And you're thinking, okay, well, a reliable car, really good food for my family. No. We discovered a list at the Huffington Post. And these are not necessarily the things I would throw money at, but they say we should. Here we go. The first one, a work bag. Hey, honey, I'm taking $500 and I'm going to go spend on a work bag. You know, but then again, honey takes $800 and goes and buys a Prada purse or whatever they call that thing, a pocketbook. I don't know. So I guess maybe we should. Work bag. The bag that you tote around on a daily basis is worth a healthy investment. So choose a sturdy material even if it costs more. The best reviewed laptop messenger bag on consumersearch.com is the light yet sturdy Rickshaw Bagworks Commuter 2.1. 2.1, really? A more affordable but still high-quality bag is the Timbuktu Custom Classic Messenger Bag. Reviewers love this work bag for its comfort and custom styling. All of a sudden, I'm thinking of Jay Peterman. Are you? Do you remember from Seinfeld the ridiculously overpriced items with the grandiose language describing them in the catalog? I think that's what we've run into here in real life. I have a backpack I've been using since 2008. It has accompanied me to the studio every single day. It's accompanied me to movie sets when I was working on a couple of films. It has been anywhere. It has been everywhere. It cost me $19.95 at Walmart, and I love it. All right, it does look a little beaten around the edges. Maybe it's time to replace it, but I don't know if I'm going to run out and spend several hundred dollars on a Rickshaw Bagworks Commuter 2.1. The next one, bedding. Chances are good that you spend at least 7 hours per day in bed. So there's no shame in splurging if it's going to mean more comfort and a better night's sleep. Pillows are one of the most important sleeping tools. Choose pillows that are well suited to your typical sleeping position and replace them often if they lose their firmness. Some people even invest in memory foam pillows, insisting they help provide the best rest and neck support. According to Harvard Women's Health Watch, chronic sleep loss can contribute to weight gain, high blood pressure, and even a decrease in the immune system's power. Therefore, the very best pillow is whichever one helps you sleep. Sheets and pillowcases could be just as essential to your comfort. If you go for the cheapest set of sheets, consider trying a higher thread count and assess the difference. Workout attire. To choose the right athletic shoe, you must take many factors into account, so try to forget about the price tag and focus on what your body needs as well as longevity. First, learn about your feet. Hello, foot. For example, pronators have a low or flat arch, which causes the ankles to roll inward and put stress on the knees, hips, and the whole body. Okay, before we start analyzing the foot here, that is very, very important. Don't buy a cheap pair of sneakers. Why would you want to do that? You can go and buy a real pair of biscuits. For what, $15 in a discount department store or some other low-cost shoe store, and then you're going to have bunions, corns, collapsed arches, and you're not going to feel good. A decent pair of shoes lasts you a pretty long time. And you, there are discount sporting goods stores. There are several all over the East Coast, and I know of some on, out in the Midwest and out West as well, where you can get a really decent name brand pair of sneakers or workout shoes for $50. And if it's going to help you feel better, that's a really, really, really good idea. So when you spend money on things, it's you could splurge on a little here and a little there. Just don't go crazy with anything. Do you really need to go and buy a several hundred dollar work bag? You already have a several hundred dollar phone that you use every day, and you're spending a lot of money on a lot of other things. So do yourself a favor. Go buy a cheap bag. It'll look just as good, and it'll take good care of you. Stay with us. Coming up next, another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by how to make flavored coffee at home and save tons of money so you can go buy yourself a fancy work bag. See how it all works together, folks. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Here's one you don't hear every day.
Last year, I got pulled over by Daytona Shore Police because they thought I was too old to be riding on a crotch rocket.
Too old to ride a rocket. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Last year, I got pulled over by Daytona Shore Police because they thought I was too old to be riding on a crotch rocket. Next thing you know, I'm down on my hands and knees getting handcuffed. And then the motorcycle cop showed up and everything got better.
For no reason?
No, no, no. My license plate was displayed wrong, but it gave him a reason. No biggie. It was a fun and good experience. It was funny.
A good experience.
They thought I was too old to be riding on a crotch rocket.
American Biker Minute.
It was a fun and good experience.
You were passported to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
4-on-1, KJ to Chambers, jam! Oh, boy!
So where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses. He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.